Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community, the final week of March. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor and a great deal of fun. I want to share with you a message that actually was inspired by an article I read a long time ago in Success Magazine. It was an interview of a gentleman by the name of Rand Stajan. I think I'm getting his name right, S-T-A-G-E-N. He's actually the co-founder of Stajan Management Consulting. And what was interesting is, you know, this is a guy who helps businesses scale and grow and sustain. And very similar to the work I do in my own business. And so perhaps that's one reason why I found this so appealing. But he was talking about, you know, businesses go through cycles. And some cycles repeat themselves. So you go through a cycle where you grow and then you kind of sustain and then maybe you trail off a little bit and then you got to get yourself back on track. But what he was referring to was a cycle of scrambling and scaling. Thought that was cool. One of those you do for growth and then for sustainability. And the other one, well, not so much. You see, scrambling, which can actually lead to stagnation, is highly entrepreneurial. Does this sound familiar? Where it's very opportunistic. We find something and we go running at it. We see this shiny object and we go chasing after it. We sit on every single blog post that's written. We may listen in on webinars or whatever it is, and we're totally dialed into it. In that process, we're pouring all of our time, energy, and focus into it. It's exciting, and yet it's exhausting. It's more firefighting and heroics than it is anything else. We're typically doing something. We're saying to ourselves, something has to change. Something has to shift right now. You might get ready to take a shower in the morning. You look at yourself in the mirror and go, oh, my gosh, what happened? Right? All of a sudden, now you're in scramble mode. You start throwing all the junk food out, go on a binge diet, maybe try running around the block, doing some crazy HIIT workout or a Zumba class. But that only lasts for a couple of weeks, maybe a week at most, and you start feeling yourself tired and exhausted and sore and missing all the junk food, but you haven't fixed the thing that's on the inside. We haven't gotten clear on why we're doing this. We haven't really dialed in to the purpose behind the scramble. Same thing happens in business, by the way. Exact same thing. We don't stop and think about what it is that this business needs to be durable, to sustain, to grow. Now, what's interesting about that is the answer is not so far off. It's not that hard. But we have to get past that exciting yet exhausting phase. Definitely not a long-term strategy to go through the scrambling. But scaling, that's a different one, because that actually leads to the growth. That leads to the sustainability. This is a much more professional approach. You see, amateurs, They love the hustle and the scramble. They love the adrenaline. Some people get off on the fear. They literally are addicted to the dopamine rush of being in chaos. That's what amateurs do. Professionals, they love the boring, hard, arduous work of scaling a business. It's a much more mature approach. But it also has more predictable success. You can see it coming. It might be slow. It may not be what all the, you know, gurus are out there trying to sell you on their little stuff, you know. Quick fix, 30-day turnaround. They may be selling you scrambling, and that's fine. But if you want to be a professional, I want you to think about scaling. I want you to think about that long-term sustainable growth that creates predictable success, even if it's small, even if it looks like grass growing. At least it's sustainable, and at least it's something that will take off over time. So how do we go from scrambling to scaling? How can we create a more professional business and become more of a professional entrepreneur? First thing is, we got to realize that business leaders engage in learning. The thing I loved about what Rand Stajan was talking about is that leaders get through the organization that they deserve. They get the organization they deserve. I think that's important because your business is a reflection of who you are. If you take a look at your business right now, you got to decide what to fix. It starts with you, because If you've got the kind of, if your business is very consistent, you're probably a consistent person. If you're looking at, you know, you've got a new client or a new customer, you've got new leads coming into your business, it's probably because you are a consistent person. You've established some level of consistency. If it's hit and miss, then take a look at where you're hit and miss at yourself. Yesterday, I talked about becoming a leader, right? Being a self-starter, being a self-leader. Go back and listen to that, because this is exactly what I'm talking about today. Leaders get the organization they deserve, and the reason for that is because they look around. If you look around at what you've got, it's a reflection of your behaviors, your belief patterns, what you do on a daily basis. Next, we have to get real. And what I mean by that is this. True startups, like 95% of them, are working on the business. Or I should say they're working in the business. There's not much thinking, there's just doing. They're just showing up sort of, you know, like, it's not a bad thing, but they're working in the business. It's become another job. They're kind of self-employed. Nothing wrong with that. But as you transition, you have to shift your mindset away from that more employee mindset to more of a business-owning mindset. People that say, well, I don't have the time, have to shift to, I will make the time. People that say, I don't have the money or the capital, have to shift to, let's find the money. So important to make those mental shifts. And it's not just saying the words. You have to actually believe it. You have to carry through. You have to follow through with that mindset to actually get the results that those mindsets will render. Getting real with ourselves is extremely important. If we spend so much time working in the business, we have to find the ways to start working on the business. That means a lot of times we have to take ourselves out of the equation. Not entirely, but just out of the stuff that doesn't help us. Checking your email doesn't help you. Responding to the email and taking action on it does. Learning a new technique or a new strategy doesn't help you. Implementing the technique and the strategy, that's what produces the result. We can learn, we can study, we can listen all day. But until we take action, nothing changes. Next is we need a new identity. The thing that I loved that Rand Stajan was talking about was kind of shifting from micromanaging, stressing out, firefighting, to contributing, creating results, creating resources. Think about that. Creating resources. Sounds a little bit like content creation, doesn't it? But if you think about it, it's what people really want. They want resources. They want answers. They want solutions. Actionable resources. Actionable answers and actionable solutions. They don't need more stuff, folks. A lot of times people go, well, I'm going to make an offer. I'm going to pile a whole bunch of bonuses on it. I get it. Hey, I've done that. I do it the times too. Why? Because in my mind, those bonuses go a long way to help a person. But if you think about it, if you bundle too many bonuses on a offer, maybe the offer itself was weak. Why do you need all those bonuses? The same thing goes with if they opt into your website, if they come to take a look at what you do in your business. If you're throwing a bunch of free stuff at them, free does not turn a person into a buyer. It doesn't build that rapport. It doesn't build that goodwill that you think it is. It just gives them a reason not to buy. That's fine if that's what you want. At some point, you got to ask for the damn sale. You got to take on that identity of not just being the social worker. I love social workers. Nothing wrong with that. But in entrepreneurship, if you want to build a sustainable business, you got to think of yourself as a leader, somebody who is leading them somewhere, giving them solutions. You can breadcrumb them to success only so far. Pretty soon, you got to hold their feet to the fire and say, are you in or are you out? And if they say, I'm not in, that's okay. Doesn't make them wrong. Doesn't make them bad people. And it doesn't make you bad either. Ask for the sale. That's what you're here to do, right? And then fulfill the sale. See, that's where the change happens. When you offer something, somebody pays you for it, and you deliver what they paid for, that's where the shift happens. That's where the change happens. It doesn't happen before that. It doesn't happen because you have a cool-looking website or you're a super nice person. It happens when people come to you, they follow your vision, they understand it, they say yes, they buy in, and you show up and deliver. That's where the change happens. Next, we got to do the out with the old, in with the new approach. Kind of like spring cleaning. You know, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're walking into spring. Just had the first day of spring last week. What's interesting about that is that now we have to have the same approach to ourselves. Doesn't matter whether you're in the northern hemisphere, the western hemisphere, or southern hemisphere, or the eastern hemisphere. Doesn't matter. When we take the approach of the out with the old, in with the new, it's very much the same idea. Outsource and trust. Get rid of the stuff that doesn't work for you anymore. Now, if you're starting out, you're going to be the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. It's going to be tough at times. But if you make the decision to take on a new identity, like I was talking a moment ago, as a CEO or a business leader, and not just some kind of, you know, person that's hanging by and putting their toe in the sand, if you start outsourcing and trusting people, if you start developing new skills as you offload the old duties, now you've given yourself true power. You've given yourself leverage. You've been able to arbitrage somebody else's efforts so that you have more time freedom, more mental capacity to take care of the stuff that a business leader is supposed to take care of. That's powerful stuff. That takes you out of the scramble mode and into the scale mode. Now you have more time because you're not burning all that time. You're not exuding all that energy to scramble. You can convert that over here to scaling the business. So important. Finally, all of this is great. All of it's awesome. Everything that I've told you, everything that Rand Stajan shared in that article was powerful. But it falls short if we don't have targets to scale to. Listen, you can get yourself in a position where you're engaged in learning. You can get yourself into a position where you start to take out all the extraneous stuff that's holding you back, holding the company back, holding the business back. You can get as real as you want with yourself. You can develop a whole new identity. It can feel amazing. You get the dopamine hit and go, yay! But if you're not moving toward a target with purpose, with focus, and with persistence and consistency, man, it's all for naught. It's like a waste of energy. So you have to establish those targets. You have to say to yourself, here's where I'm headed, here's where we're going, and this is how we're going to get there. Scrambling and scaling, one of the craziest sort of bipolar relationships there is in business, if not in all of success. But to be a successful business owner, we have to be committed to growth. We have to be committed to sustainability. And it is impossible, damn near impossible, to grow and sustain when we spend our time in scramble mode. If we get ourselves over into scale mode, we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to take our business to a place where it not only sustains itself, but actually has the ability to grow without us having to have our fingers on every single piece of it. It takes a true professional, that is for sure. It takes a more mature person to be able to step back and say, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to take ourselves out of the equation as much as possible and put ourselves back in as a new person that can actually bring the best of what we have. Because we've offloaded all the other stuff. We've given it to people who are far better at checking email, far better at handling customer service stuff, far better at maybe even doing sales. But the point is that we're in that place where we are acting as a true business leader, and that is a powerful place to be. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it tomorrow, and remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.